To understand Division Design to Millennium Dawn and what is needed to defend your nation and overcome the enemy, it is important to understand the process. This video will start by covering how to go about designing templates of your own and what should be considered when doing so. Afterwards, I will overview the designing of light infantry and infantry, mechanized, and armored divisions with examples for each. If you simply want to see what divisions to use, skip to the appropriate unit type sections of the video for designs. The 1.7 update will include major military mechanical changes, which I will talk about. It will also include AI improvements in terms of design and strategy, meaning if you have played MD before, you may find the enemy is much more dangerous than the past. There has also been changes to combat width in the mod, as it now centers around the combat width of 120 for a lot of tiles, and is generally much larger than vanilla. Terrain is not much stronger in designing battles, as the bonuses and debuff unit types get for them is significantly more relevant now. Special Forces has also been changed to encompass Marine and Airborne divisions, limiting how many of these you can actually make. Field hospitals have been removed and replaced by combat service support, so if you think manpower will be an issue, it's worth getting one in your support companies. Generally, when designing a division, it's key to remember that there is no perfect design. Everything you make will be stronger and weaker at certain things, in certain terrain, and for certain countries. The United States is able to put out a lot more very powerful tank and IFV divisions than the rest of the world due to their massive military-industrial complex, meaning they can afford to design really effective divisions and make use of them, whereas Uganda has almost no military factories and has to rely upon very simple unit types, meaning you would probably focus on special forces and militia units as opposed to armor. Before you make divisions, make sure to consider who you are, where you are in terms of common terrain, and where you plan on expanding into. Militia units are cheap, but effective. The recent update from Millennium Dawn has made defense much more powerful, and combining terrain and combat width changes makes these units very viable, even for larger nations. You will want to find a width of 15 to 30 for them, depending on what you are capable of producing. Terrain-wise, militia units are great in rougher terrain and receive huge bonuses in mountains, cities, and jungles. A simple division like this is great if you have no industry, and just need to rely on the basics. The recon division helps in defensive situations, and the engineers help more with terrain. If you are able to afford more and can produce more equipment, something like this would prove very effective as well. Keep in mind that the guerrilla warfare doctrine will give massive org boosts for militia, so if you start as a small nation and plan to rely upon these, it is absolutely worth getting. Infantry includes anything not involving armored divisions. They are a step above militia, but most of the time simply cannot compete with anything heavy unless they are in an entrenched position with terrain on their side. Generally speaking, you should try to make 20 or 30 width division templates, as they will prove most effective. As always, consider what types of equipment you start with and what kind you are able to produce when constructing divisions. This is a good defensive division, which is able to hold good terrain, even more, against much stronger units. It also has enough heart attack and breakthrough to be able to push a lot of much more simpler unit types. If you have good APCs researched and have production capacity for them, something like this would be much better in terms of armor, defense, and piercing. Armored infantry consists of IFV divisions. They are much more costly than APCs, as I mentioned before, but are well worth it. These division types are fantastic for holding, if it's not in mountains, forests, or hills. They are very effective offensively on flat terrain. Again, always remember terrain is huge after the 1.7 update. Something like this would be very effective, and if you can't afford certain types of equipment, switch it out or replace your own supporter companies. 40 and 60 width are best for these types of units. If you have the production capacity to add a bit more, a division like this would prove to be incredibly powerful without requiring a ridiculous amount of tanks and heavier armor equipment. The 1.7 update will feature the added tank designer to Millennium Dawn, allowing you to customize your own tanks. There are not a ton of options at present, so the major thing to consider designing tanks is their cost. Generally, tech for armor will simply give you better stats, with tanks being designed more towards heart attack and breakthrough. These tanks will be very costly, so to be able to put a lot of them out, you will need a fair amount of military factories or a lot of time. Here's a cheap design for a tank that will be effective, while also being more mass-producible than other options you may find. Also, before I go on, let me say, this is for enjoying single-player and beating the AI. I'm not a competitive player, and I have no desire to be, so these designs I'm sure will not be the most effective or optimal or most meta. If you are a big, powerful country with a lot of disposable production power, you can afford a design much stronger and more costly. This is a good example of a tank with a ton of breakthrough, piercing, and hard attack, making them deadly and taking on good armored divisions the AI can send at you. Once you have developed the tanks you plan to use in your divisions, you will need a good division template to utilize them with. Purely when designing them, anything between 50 and 30 width is viable, as well as 60, though it will suffer from its much larger size. To start with, here is a smaller, more cost-effective division, which is still very effective, except in jungles, mountains, which will prove very useless. In flat terrain, they are at their best and incredibly powerful. If you have a lot of production power, and want something you can micro to your heart's desire, and watch the enemy de-org and break in mass, something like this would prove very effective. It is worth noting special forces are no longer ridiculously as busted as they were in the past. They are still very useful, especially in cities, but their unit power has been reduced. To use them to push, I would advise making sure you have some artillery or SP artillery on them. Also note that airborne and marine divisions are now special forces, and will be subject to their cap. 20, 40, and 60 width should be your combat widths most of the time for these. Here is a small basic special forces division to use. If you want something a little bit heavier and more hard-hitting, an effective division like this would be very useful to complement your divisions with, especially for pushing cities. Airborne got massively changed in debuffs since the last division tutorial I put out, supposedly due to being overpowered, which was probably true. Here's a fun division you can use to destroy your enemies from above. The breakthrough in defense may cause enemies to give up upon sight. Here's a very fast equivalent, which can push and move around your lines very quickly and get from one side of your battle to the other. Generally, keep in mind all these divisions were made without doctrine. Officer advisors, tech improvements, and military tech researching. They can all be made much more effective if you combine them with what I just mentioned. I hope this video gave you a general idea for military divisions in Millennium Dawn. For some, you may just use the divisions I suggested and go play, which is great. But I hope I also helped some better understand how to create their own, as division design is a great part of Hearts of Iron 4, alongside neo-Nazis organizing multiplayer competitive games and overpriced DLCs from Paradox. I'm Hammurabi. I hope you enjoyed. Remember to like and subscribe if you did, and I will catch you later.